خیلی سال با بس شعر یه خود مایسه اوکی تو دی اند ریلیتیولی تو دی اند We've been discussing now, the last discussion was the assault of the Yetzer Hara in terms of just trying to distract you, just trying to get you busy, that you're distracted when you're busy with Inyanim of Avodas Hashem. So I just want to note that Mishael Zisham also makes a very big deal about that one, where the Yetzer Hara just makes a point of getting your life very busy. Getting your life very busy. You should have a lot going on, very relevant. You should have a lot going on in your life such that you kind of like roll through life by rote without ever really having a chance to consolidate, see, take stock, what's really going on with me, where I have to be putting in more efforts, less efforts. So, what's that?
You made a movie about that.
About the JLT, sure.
No.
What's that?
You made a movie that illustrated
Okay. Oh, okay. There you go. So, so now we move on to the next thing. Kasher yisya'esh hayetza mipatoyitzcha min ha'parim ha'ela. When the Yetzer Hara gives up on trying to hit you with these things, yishtadel lefatoyitzcha behanochas achoynef. That whole mamish come from a frum angle, a very pious angle. He'll say, you know what? Before, you're a big tzaddik. I tried to get you to try to gain the covet, right? But you proved to me that that's not the way, not to be looking for covet. I agree with you, says the Yetzer Hara. We already said the Yetzer Hara works with judo, right? Judo is using the other person's momentum. There's, you know what? Covet is taka, a terrible thing. You have to go out of your way to avoid covet. Now, here's how. Yer Malachom will tell you, lo yitochen shetia avodos cholokel v'lev shalem gemura. There's no way that you're avoid that can truly be fully dedicated to Hashem. You have to have absolutely no recognition of people. If you want your avoda to be worth anything, it has to be completely not recognized by people. Now, if you really want to get to a place where there's no covet, it's just not a part of your system, lo yitochen, it can only be done. You have to make efforts to ensure that they don't see any of your virtue. Okay? On the contrary, you have to show lack of virtue because you want to become a nista. You know, you heard the stories about the Lamed Vavnikim, about the guy who looked like a slob and looked like a manuval and looked like who knows what. That's what you need to be if you really want to do it right. So, on the contrary, Kasher tispalel kotzar, make a point of davening fast, because you don't want people to see that you're davening with kavanah. That would be terrible. Daven quick. Don't show any effort. You know, you may sometimes, you know, focus intently on your davening. Now that's bad, because then people will see it and they'll respect you for your davening. So when you're davening mitzibur, it has to be quick and without any signs of kavanah. If you want to learn some Torah, only do it alone. Never learn around other people. Nobody other than Hashem should know that you're learning. When you're around people, don't say a word about Torah. Don't do any learning around people. Only privately. Don't let any of your good midas show. You, whatever virtuous acts you can be doing in private, do in private, learning, etc. Things that you have to be doing in public, on the contrary, you should act as though you're not interested. Do it with a certain lackadaisical air, lazy air. Kvetch about it, kedei shelo yetze lecha b'shem, so that chalila, nobody should recognize that you are conscientious, right? Etafsid zchorcha, because that'll make you lose your schar. If people see you investing effort in a mitzvah, make you lose your schar. So therefore, any mitzvahs that you do in a public way, do in a kind of like sloppy, negligent kind of way. Never talk anything idealistic. Don't talk to people about what the right thing to do is or about what the wrong thing to do is. No. You should give the appearance of a person who just doesn't care, right? Don't let any of your Torah be known. Certainly don't teach it. Don't let any signs of your Yir HaShemayim show. No signs of your spiritual efforts. Because otherwise people might give you covet for it. And if you really want to do this right, then meaning what they, okay, this sounds a little ridiculous when we're reading it like this, but it's a certain yetzarah of going in the opposite direction to get you inspired to be a lamed vavnik, right? Someone who everybody thinks is really just a low person because you want it to be completely between you and Hashem. And therefore also, you'll be friendly with everybody. People around you, they act, you know, if you're among people who, you know, usually we might say, try to stick to higher quality people, make sure you're in the right circles, etc. No, wherever you are, make sure to blend in. If they're acting with abandon, then you act with abandon also. Let's say you're sitting at a table and they're talking like tzanas, etc. You just join them, even if it means lowering your standard. Your true standard, you keep it between you and Hashem. Let people think that you're a coarse fellow. And if people are talking cheap, you talk cheap also. Don't be overly careful about sheker, etc. Join them when they're sitting, you know, they're sitting around and fressing. You join also. You want to show that you're from the lower end. And if people are just going on chattering endlessly, you'll be right there with them. A little bit of Lashon Hara also. Again, this is all about being a lamed vavnik. You got to throw in some Lashon Hara, also a healthy dose. Do whatever it takes to make sure that people don't think of you as a tzaddik. A lot of people excel at that. Do whatever it takes to make sure that nobody thinks of you as a tzaddik. He says, if you do, Chavis Avava says, if you're going to follow him on this, Yishlal mimchem unascha v'lay targish. He will pull down your level without you realizing it. You might think this is all just a show, but no. First of all, if you're not going to be a part of a high-class society, it's very hard to do it in a self-motivated kind of way. And yeah, you do want to associate with quality of the Hashem. And besides that, yes, if you are going to hang around with the wrong people, because you don't want to look like from the upper echelons, right? You're going to hang around with them. You will become like them. You will become like them. It'll affect you. But if you respond to him and you say, "Kvar azarta lo oivi bi bishakem chabi," you are now helping my enemy even more. You want to ruin me spiritually. You want to bring about my downfall. When I told you that I don't want to look for people's covet, what you're suggesting now is going, how we'd say it in English, from the frying pan into the fire. Ani lo barachti me'avas Hashem va'kovad edel shaloli is dying libnei adam. The only reason I avoided covet and looking to earn a reputation is because I don't want to make my focus people. I don't want to make people my focus, right? You see, now you're telling me, yes, make people your focus. You have to make a point that they should think that you're not a chassid. You have to do, it's like Mamish, he's turning it upside down. I told the Yetzer Hara, I don't want to make efforts for people to think that I'm a great, that I'm a pious person. So now you're telling me I should make efforts for them to think that I'm an impious person, right? What you're telling me now is that I should try to earn their, we wouldn't exactly say their coven, but I should make a point of earning their familiarity, right? By their affinity. By neglecting Avodah Hashem. No, there's certainly no mandate to take down your level in order not to appear to be engaged in Avodah Hashem. You have to operate on the highest level possible without trying to show it. What can be concealed, be concealed. But what cannot be naturally concealed in the course of your Avodah Hashem, on the contrary, you know what? That is what creates high-level societies that contribute to everybody's good. You want to be part of an idealistic crowd. You want to be part of a crowd that shares ideals, that are all striving for Aliyah together. If everybody's busy hiding their ma'isim tovim, so again, we're not talking about showing off. We're not talking about turning it into a spiritual competition. But if everybody's busy making sure that nobody else is aware of my idealism, you're not going to have that major benefit of a social circle that is encouraging growth. A social circle that's encouraging growth is something very, very valuable. What is appropriate to conceal? Are things that can be done optimally without people knowing about it. But once I have to start compromising my Avodas Hashem in order to conceal it from people, that's not the Derech HaYeshara. For example, I'm supposed to put effort into a proper davening. I'm also supposed to daven b'tzibur. That means that, yes, this will mean that the people around you will see you putting efforts into davening. Aval yispal b'tzibur. And you know what? On the contrary, this encourages others to if you have a whole tzibur of people who are trying to put efforts into davening, everybody grows from that. So to daven with the tzibur. Or to talk idealistically, to encourage good, to admonish against the wrongdoing. Or to teach chachma, to teach Torah. Don't teach Torah. You want people to know that you know Torah? No, there I do. Vasois chesed. Or to do chesed. Again, don't go showing off your chesed. But don't compromise your chesed. Don't do less chesed because things are going to have to show. And other such things. It's certainly not the conscientious approach to drop that because I'm worried about pleasing people, because I'm worried about getting covered. What, in the natural course of my avoida, is going to involve people seeing me, I make the effort to do it l'shem shamayim. And if people do praise me or honor me because of it, so it depends on my covenant. I have to step up my efforts to keep my mind on Hashem. That's what I have to do. The answer is not, so then don't do it. The answer is you do it. You try to tune out the people. You do your best. That's what Hashem is asking of you. And then, if they do honor you for it, lo yazik mischari me'uma, that will not compromise my schar at all. Because that's not what I was aiming for. That's not what I did it for. Ukvar ne'emar. And it's already been said. Kishatase ma'ase she'yodim bo'y b'nei yodom. If you do something that others are aware of, you do chesed, and the people around you know about it. Okay? V'tir tzelam o'idal beru kavanoscha. But, and you want to see, you want to test yourself, am I really doing it l'shem shamayim or not? B'chan nafshecha boi mishnei panim. So test yourself in the two following ways. Echad mehem, number one is, sheteida, ma ato mekave b'maisehu min agmul, o mimi ato mekave oisei. Think to yourself, I'm doing this now. What do I want the effect to be? What rewards do I want for that and from whom? Okay. Imino Elikim. If your focus is, no, the one who I want responding to this, seeing this and responding to it is Hashem, then Hushalim, and your act is complete. But if you're thinking, I want so-and-so to notice, I want this and this response, then it's off. Vasheni. And number two is Sheteida minafshecha. You have to really think, Shemayisa misyachid. If you were alone, Ha'isa oisa maisa hu ala ininahu, would you still do it in the same way? If your answer is yes, if you knew, you could say, I would still do it in the same way, even if I was alone, then mascha sholem lelekim. Then, yes, certainly what you're doing is being done for Hashem. What's that?
One of the 10 steps to greatness.
Is? Good, that's a chashuv exercise, right? He's not telling you not to do the other ones in public. Do this. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay, good night, Rabbi Yisai.
Thank you. Thank you.